I believe that what we map changes the life we lead. And I don't mean that in some like secret-y Oprah's Angels network, like you can think your way out of cancer sense. But I do believe that while maps don't show you where you will go in your life, they show you where you might go. You very rarely go to a place that isn't on your personal map. So I was a really terrible student when I was a kid. My GPA was consistently in the low twos. And I think the reason that I was such a terrible student is that I felt like education was just a series of hurdles that had been erected before me and that I had to jump over in order to achieve adulthood. And I didn't really want to jump over these hurdles because they seemed completely arbitrary, so I often wouldn't. And then people would threaten me, you know, they'd threaten me with this going on my permanent record or you'll never get a good job. I didn't want a good job. As far as I could tell, at 11 or 12 years old, like people with good jobs woke up very early in the morning. And the men who had good jobs, one of the first things they did was tie a strangulation item of clothing around their necks. They literally put nooses on themselves, and then they went off to their jobs, whatever they were. That's not a recipe for a happy life. These people, in my like symbol-obsessed 12-year-old imagination, these people who are strangling themselves as one of the first things they do each morning, they can't possibly be happy. Why would I want to jump over all of these hurdles and have that be the end? That's a terrible end.